We're doing the Rambam and Pirkei Avot. We're up to the second chapter, the 27th Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar HaKafar Omer, Hakina v'Tava v'Hakavod motzin t'adam min ha'olam. Hakina, jealousy, Tava, desire, Kavod, honor, are what take the person out of the world. Says the Rambam, Amar Shakina v'Tava v'Avat HaKavod, the Tana taught us that jealousy, desire, and love of honor, motzinta adam min ha'olam mafsid, cause a person to lose this world, to leave the world, to exit the world, a loser. You want to lose in this world, forget the world again, in this world, you want to lose, you want to be a winner or a loser, everyone wants to be a winner, right? It's a whole company, trucks, winner, right? Everyone wants to be a winner. So the Rambam says, what the Mishnah is telling us is, the way to lose in this world is the things that are our weaknesses, the human weaknesses. A person, he has his desires, he has his jealousy of his fellow man, and he has his love of honor. Those are the human weaknesses. Says the Rambam, they are what cause a person to be a loser, to lose, and causes early exit from the world. Lefi shebeilu amidot o be'achat mehin, because if these are a person's focus, so then even one of them, you don't need to be focused on all three. It's enough that your focus is you got to outdo your brother. So he's the genius in the family. He's the super who knows what. Now you're going to outdo him. Okay, you're going to destroy your life trying to outdo someone else. You could be trying to outdo the Bobs. I was once by someone who was very big chesed, you know. They had me, they had other people over. And then, as we're in the middle of the sukkahs, having the meal, I was still a bachelor, we hear the neighbors singing. So the kids look over to the neighbor's sukkah, and they say, Dad, they have more guests. So the father said to me, they are our Jones. Whatever we do, my kids are looking at them and saying they're doing more. They're the neighbor who's doing more. If you're spending your time looking down at your neighbor, this was out in Arnov, so you literally look down into the next block. Yeah. If you're always looking down at your neighbor, if you're always looking and seeing what someone else is doing, so that's not a life. The Mishnah says any one of these traits, says the Rambam, any one of them is really hefsed adat bechlet, can cause one to totally lose all of religion. Meaning any one of these will stand in direct conflict with Torah observance if this is one's focus. If it's jealousy, if it's lust, if it's going after one's desires, or the love of honor. If these are the focus, then they're in contradiction with a Torah lifestyle. They can be a byproduct of Torah lifestyle. You will find that any one of these is fulfilled, so to speak, meaning a person will feel fulfilled. He won't feel jealous of others when he leads a Torah lifestyle. A person will feel like his desires are met if he leads a Torah lifestyle, and a person will feel like he has the honor that he would like within a Torah lifestyle. That these desires are met, but if these are the focus, if they are not a byproduct of a lifestyle, if they are the focus of a lifestyle, then they take a person out of the world, out of this world. We're not talking about the world to come. We're not talking about spiritually where he'll end up. We're talking about what type of life will he lead in the here and now. Ve'lo yikneh adam lo ma'alot hegioniyot ve'lo ma'alot midotiyot. The person has to know that these will stand in his way of acquiring whatever good traits they are, be it the traits that the Torah teaches us, be it even traits that are logical. There are traits that logically all of society admires. You won't be able to attain greatness in any form when these are the focus of a person's life. Kina, tava, and kavod. And if you look around you, you'll realize that the Mishnah is really addressing a lot of humanity's challenges. Even in our parsha, some of the Rishonim say that was the demise of Korach and his men. Kina, jealousy. Kavod, honor. You know, those two were the focus.
In regards to the expression, we'll sing about Adam in Allah.
Mm-hmm.
We see it in a few places.
Where else do you see it? I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. Show me. That's what I'm saying. This term I'm unfamiliar with. No. Mm-hmm. Correct. Show me.